Work at the Pebble site has been almost entirely shut down since Northern Dynasty lost the financial backing of partner Anglo American in 2013. Still, there are limited operations expected to continue that require a state permit.
We operate under what's called a miscellaneous land use permit, and our current permit expires at the end of this year.
That's Mike Heatwell, a spokesman for Pebble. The company is seeking a renewal for 2 years on that permit. Heatwell says they have no plans to operate the Pebble project beyond what's called care and maintenance status.
So what that really means is that we're just keeping an eye on things there. We have a few assets that are still on the ground while we look to secure a longer-term partner. And it really means that we're not doing any active drilling or other exploration activities at our claim block.
But a new report paid for by the United Tribes of Bristol Bay suggests Pebble is not taking proper care of their past drilling and exploration sites. David Chambers is a geophysicist and is the executive director of the Center for Science and Public Participation. Last August, Chambers led a small team that helicoptered around the Pebble claims, visiting 107 out of some 1,350 well sites. They took pictures and collected water and soil samples. Chambers identified three main problems. One, that mineralized drill cuttings have been left exposed on the tundra. Two, that some well casings have been left sticking above the surface. And three, that some drill holes were not backfilled and are allowing water to flow out.
So those are the main three areas. And then UTBB's concern was just that DNR doesn't require any reclamation bond to close these holes. And it's not going to be terribly difficult to go out and clean these issues up, but logistically speaking, it's going to be very expensive.
Chambers says he was particularly interested in the effect of the drill cuttings left on the surface. He says prior conversations with state and federal agencies has left him convinced that regulators don't believe they pose a problem.
One of the things we were able to do out there was to go out there and sample these drill cuttings, and they are indeed acidic on the surface. And when they're on the surface, and as you can see from the pictures, things don't want to grow on it. So I think that, you know, just calls for a policy change with management agencies that these cuttings have to be more carefully disposed than just dumping them out on the surface.
In the six-page report, Chambers lays out his critiques and offers recommendations for better reclamation of Pebble's past exploratory sites. He says the report will be his comment to DNR concerning the renewal of Pebble's land use permit.
They're not grossly polluting the environment out there, but I just don't think it's proper reclamation and closure, and you can make your own opinion of that. We have photos of all these issues out there, and I would just ask anybody to look at the photos and say, you know, is this the way you want exploration operations, you know, to leave these drill holes? I'm not satisfied with that personally. You know, I think personally, professionally, they can do a better job.
For its part, Pebble says it does actively monitor the claims and makes improvements as needs be. Heatwell says Pebble maintains a clean and compliant site.
I think the state regulators have that view as well. This is arguably the most inspected, monitored mineral exploration site within Alaska. And from our last field inspection, which happened in July of this year, you know, DNR said that they found that the operator identifies and addresses maintenance and repair issues on site. It is consistent to industry best management practices. So we run a very tight ship. We're quite proud of the work we do there.
The independent study with photos is available online through the United Tribes of Bristol Bay website. A public comment period with the state's Department of Natural Resources is open through November 30th. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.